Good morning. I'd like to talk to you this morning about differential roller ginning. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Donald Van Dorn with Lummis Corporation, and Ed Hughes and Marvis Gillum at the Ginning Lab in New Mexico. The overall objective of this project is to roller gin only the longer fibers off of upland cotton. We'll leave the shorter fibers on the seed, and we'll have to go get that in the second process, but we're trying to take roller ginning to the next step, to try and just get the very, very longest fibers. The objective of this particular study was to gain more knowledge about what happens at the ginning point with differential roller ginning, and this will be a little bit clearer as I go on. Just a quick thing of pros of differential roller ginning. We all know that roller ginning is a gentler method of ginning cotton. We get longer fiber. We get fewer neps. We get better uniformity with roller ginning compared to saw ginning. We may get a higher price if we can get even longer fiber and maybe earn new markets, open up new markets for this fiber. The most important is the third point here that I'm going to be pointing out today, and this is the knowledge gained while we're performing this research. I'm learning quite a bit, and you're going to see that as I go along. The cons of differential roller ginning: we do have leftover fibers on the seed which have to be ginned in a separate process, that either saw ginning or roller ginning. We've been roller ginning it, but it can be done with either process. We possibly have to bale that shorter cotton seed separately. The longer fiber bale may have less turnout. And the seed cotton reclaimer may be overloaded because we're expecting high rates of carryover, up around 25%. This is what we're expecting. But Ed Hughes is working on a new reclaimer, and we're getting some promising results with that. So maybe we've got that problem solved. I'd just like to quickly point out the principle of roller ginning. The seed cotton comes down from the feeder. This is the ginning point right here. The stationary knife is being pressed into the ginning roller with about a ton force. The ginning roller pulls the fiber off of the seed right here at the ginning point, and it pulls the seed off all at once. And then the rotary knife kicks the seed out. There is a little bit of carryover, typically 1, 2, maybe 3%. It doesn't get ginned, but this is picked up and brought back to the feeder later on. But right here at the ginning point is where all the action takes place, and this is what I'm going to be centering on. Okay, this is a close-up of the ginning point. As I mentioned, that the seed cotton comes down here. The seed will stay right here at the ginning point while the fiber is pulled off of it. The fiber will be pulled off by the roller, and the seed will stay right here at this ginning point. This is conventional roller ginning I'm talking about right now. This is how conventional roller ginning works. Then a blade of the rotary knife will come by and sweep the seed away after the fiber has been ginned off. But the important point is that the seed remains right here at the ginning point with conventional roller ginning. Now, we think we know how differential roller ginning works. What we're going to do is we're going to limit the time and the distance that seed goes back to the ginning point. That's the theory of differential roller ginning. We're not going to let it go back all the way to the ginning point. And I'll show you just in a second here. How do we accomplish this? We change the speeds of the roller and the rotary knife, and that changes the surface velocity ratio between the roller and the rotary knife. We also can use more blades on the rotary knife. We go for this, instead of using a 6-blade, we'll use an 8-blade, we'll use a 10-blade. What we're trying to do is just change the time and the distance that seed is going back to the ginning point. And here's where we illustrate this. Here we've speeded up the rotary knife to 1500 RPM. The conventional speed is about 400 RPM. Now we're going to speed the rotary knife up to 1500 RPM. So what we're doing is we're not letting this seed right here go all the way back to the ginning point to get all of the fibers. We're going to let it go just a little bit towards the ginning point and just so the roller will grab just the longer fibers, not the shorter fibers. So this is the theory of how differential roller ginning works. Okay, so now I'm kind of the person, we can do things on paper mathematically, we can theorize, but I want to see it. I'm the kind of a guy that wants to see what's actually going on. So this is a Hardwick Edder roller gin stand. We opened up the side of it, and we're using this high-speed camera right here to see what goes on at the ginning point. And Ed Barnes just walked in, and I'd like to put in a plug for Cotton Incorporated. This is a high-speed camera that they have purchased for the ginning labs to use in their research. I use this in my lint cleaner studies. This is a very, very sophisticated piece of hardware, very expensive, and I'm really glad that I have it. But I did use it here in my roller ginning research. We are ginning upland cotton with it. This is the setup. This is just some quick specs of the camera. We were using a 50 microsecond shutter speed, and we were using a framing rate of 2,000 frames per second. It is capable of going up to a framing rate of 10,000 frames per second, and it can do a 2 microsecond shutter speed. I'm going to kind of go through these very quickly because I want to get to the meat of this thing. This is our feeder, where we fed our cotton down to our gin stand. This is what we're going to be seeing in the video. Again, here is the ginning point. This is where the stationary knife presses into the roller. The roller is going to pull the fiber down this way, and then the rotary knife is going to be sweeping the seed out. Our test setup, very quickly, we just used a lot weight of 40 grams. We cleaned it through a Lummis 700 feeder. And in this case, we used the conventional roller speed. All we did was speed up the rotary knife. I used two varieties. I'm just going to talk about the upland in this particular case. You can see where we speeded up the rotary knife to 1500 RPM. This changed our surface velocity ratio. The conventional surface velocity ratio is 1.55. That means the ginning roller is running faster than the rotary knife, and this is the surface velocity, remember. When we change the rotary knife speed, then we go to a surface velocity ratio of 0.47, quite a big difference. Okay, now I want to talk about these next four slides. This is conventional roller ginning. Remember I said that the seed just stays right at the junction of the stationary knife and the roller? I'm going to run it again. I'm going to run this several times so you can see it. And I'll try and point it out with this pointer. This is conventional roller ginning. Look right here at this point right here. You can see the cotton seed just stays right there. All of the fiber is pulled off all at once, and then the rotary knife whisks away. This is upland, so you're going to see some linters on the seed. With Pima, it would just be black, but this is upland cotton. I'm going to run this one more time. Oh, well. Maybe I won't. I believe this is still conventional. I want to show it one more time. This cotton seed just stays right here. The fiber is pulled off all at once, and then it whisks the seed away. Okay, that's conventional roller ginning. Now, we had a theory about differential roller ginning, and now we're going to see if that actually happens. This is differential roller ginning. We expect the fiber to go back and forth, the seed to go back and forth as it's pulling off the fiber, and you can see that it's doing this right here. Now, to get an idea, this action that you're seeing right here, this action, I'm going to play it several times, is about 30 milliseconds in time. The conventional roller ginning, which I showed previous to this, was about 15 milliseconds in time. So this is very, very, very short time intervals, but this camera allows us to look at what is really going on at the ginning point. And now I'm able to get into my mind what is going on. I'm going to run this one more time. Oops. Oops. I'm going the wrong way, Tommy. Okay, this should be differential. Let me show this again. We theorize that we're not going to let the seed go all the way back to the ginning point, that we go back and forth. And you can see that the seed is going back and forth. See it right here? You run this again. You can see the seed going back and forth, pulling off just the longer fibers. The longer fibers are being pulled underneath the stationary knife. And we know all these distances and all the geometry, so we can do some calculations. Okay. Let me go back to talk about conventional roller ginning. You saw that the seed stayed right at the ginning point, and that's illustrated right here. We broke up in the vertical direction and the y direction of the cotton seed. I'm showing you the vertical direction of the cotton seed in this slide. Where's my pointer here? Right here. The seed is coming down. Here, this is the stationary knife edge right here. This is the clip running time. I mentioned that this is about 15 milliseconds. And this is the area that it ginned. The seed came down and it stayed right at the stationary knife. And this is conventional roller ginning now. And the fiber was pulled off all at once, and then the rotary knife came by and swept the seed away. So you can see here that the seed stayed right at the stationary knife edge. And this took place in about 15 milliseconds. This is differential ginning. Here comes the cotton seed down here. The roller grabs it, pulls it back towards the stationary knife edge. This is the stationary knife edge right here, this representation. The rotary knife came by, because we were running it faster, pushed it away from the ginning point, from the stationary knife edge. Right here, the blade went by, so the roller then pulled the fiber back towards the stationary knife edge. Another blade came by, because it's running faster than conventional, pushed the fiber away. The ginning roller caught a hold of the fiber, pulled it back towards the stationary knife, and so this action occurred four times. At the laboratory, we have a fiber graph, so I can get the results very quickly on fiber length. Here is the conventional roller gin. I also saw ginned a sample of this cotton on a little model saw gin. And on the fiber graph, I got the 50% span length and the 2.5% span length. You can see that the roller gin was 2 to 3 staple lengths longer than the saw gin. But in this case, running at 1500 RPM, we did not see any difference. Statistically, there is no difference here between the differential roller gin and the conventional roller gin. Now, of course, the idea is to get the longer staple length over here with differential roller ginning. At this particular RPM, we did not get that. We saw that the fiber lengths are about the same. We have seen in other results running the rotary knife at 2000 RPM, with an 8-blade or a 10-blade rotary knife, we have seen longer staple lengths with differential roller ginning. In this particular case, we did not see that. But that's not necessarily bad, because like I said, this was really to gain more knowledge about what's going on. Look at the carryover. And this is from the experiment that we just ran. We had about a 1% carryover with conventional roller ginning. The differential, we got 22.3. We were expecting about 25. We got pretty close to that. Our ginning rate does go down with differential roller ginning, primarily because of the carryover. We have a lot more carryover. Plus, you saw that it takes a little bit longer to do the ginning action. We were about 15 milliseconds with conventional roller ginning. Here, we're up to about 30 seconds trying to get just the longer fiber off. This is probably what we learned most. Overfeeding or feeding with differential roller ginning causes a lot of congestion, because that fiber is going back and forth, the ginning, trying to gin. Other seed cotton is trying to come in, so we're getting a little bit congestion right there at the stationary knife. I think it's critical that we're going to have precise feed control to get this differential roller ginning to work, and single locking of the seed cotton. That's very important. Future work, we're going to just run more tests at different speeds of the ginning roller and of the rotary knife, try and come up with relationships that says, okay, given the rotary knife at this speed and the roller at this speed, what kind of fiber length are we going to get? If we speed the roller up to 2,000, I mean the rotary knife up to 2,000, what are we going to get? If we use a 10 blade rotary knife, what are we going to get? These are the relationships that we really need to look at and try and figure out what's going on. This is a shot taken out of my office. This is a view over the campus, New Mexico State University, and I just put this in. This was just taken before Christmas, and this is just to show you that we do get snow in the desert. We've gotten too much rain and too much snow, as far as I'm concerned. Ed Hughes loves the snow. He says, isn't that pretty? I say, no, that's not pretty. That's mud. Any questions?
I don't think we have time for questions right now. So after the presentation, we'll get that. Thank you, Carlos.